USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr pushed back against critics on Thursday who say he's too eager to do the president's bidding. He spoke with ABC News.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
That interview happening just days after the Department of Justice overruled its own prosecutors in sentencing for the president's former advisor Roger Stone. President Trump says he might keep others from listening in on future calls with foreign leaders. During a radio interview with Geraldo Rivera, he said he may end the practice entirely. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Thousands of cruise ship passengers are being welcomed in Cambodia. They tried for 2 weeks to find a place to dock with fears of the coronavirus on board. The BBC's Nick Beek has more.
Five different countries said no to providing a berth. Lots of people stuck on board, but we've seen this morning people have been allowed off, and as they disembarked, they were given flowers and welcomed onto Cambodian soil. This was in Sihanoukville, one of the ports there. So for those particular people, clearly, you know, something which has turned out well for them.
An Arctic blast is sweeping across much of the Midwest as floods are pounding parts of the Deep South. Heavy rains apparently caused a train derailment in eastern Kentucky. Their governor, Andy Beshears, says more bad weather is on the way.
We are going to receive significant additional rain in the coming days. We also want to make sure that people have that advance warning.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A powerful union in Las Vegas has decided to stay out of the Democratic primary. USA Radio's Wyatt Cox reports.
The Culinary Union pulls a lot of weight in Nevada politics, but in a press conference on Thursday, the union declined to support any particular candidate in the upcoming Nevada caucuses. And while Union President Gioconda Argiello-Klein said they were encouraging union members to vote, they were laying out three key goals for their members to fight for.
One of our goals is one job to be enough. Second goal is to have protected the health care and have better health care for everybody. And the third goal is to have an immigration reform where we've been fighting for decades.
The decision not to endorse is a blow to the struggling Joe Biden campaign, who is counting on the heavily Latino union for support. The union has also criticized Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plans as damaging the strong medical benefits the union enjoys. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh is drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle for saying the country won't elect openly gay Democrat Pete Buttigieg because it's not ready for a president who, quote, loves to kiss his husband on the debate stage. Buttigieg spoke in Las Vegas.
I'm proud of my marriage. I'm proud of my husband. He's a middle school teacher. He's going to make a great first gentleman.
But you got married a year and a half ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.